And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I do not know this song, but I am here with Joseph J. Erdo.
Yes, and
Greg Isaac
Erdo. And
Reiner.
And
Trisha. So this song, I don't know this song.
How do you not know the theme song to Two Broke Girls?
Who?
Two Broke Girls.
Oh, I don't know. I dated them once. They were both broke. And I took them out on dates.
What's the blonde girl's name on the show? Remember the...
Marlo Thomas.
That girl.
Yes, thank
Marlo
you.
Marlo Thomas was that girl.
I'll bring it up.
That girl. Bring up
I thought you were describing someone that dated Ray Rice and Chris Brown. But let me see here. Two Broke Girls.
Yeah, I don't know much about the new TV shows other than what you say.
This one's been out. This is like the third season.
I think this is going to be the fourth season. That's what I mean.
Because the ones that are a couple years old.
I think it's
Two Broke Girls
is... I lose track of time these days.
Two Broke Girls.
Kat Dennings. She's great.
Kat Dennings is great.
She's fantastic.
The blonde, what's her real name? What's her character's name?
Beth Bears. And
yes.
And her character's name is
Caroline Channing.
You know, and earlier we talked about MILF guy number one, MILF guy number two, whatever John Cho's character name was in the American Pie franchise. I forget if he was number two or number one with MILF guy. But Jennifer Coolidge, who was the MILF, is in the show. That's
interesting. And Hottie Police Officer.
Oh, really? Yeah, you're
from Ninth of Roxbury. First time that...
one of the best movies ever made.
It was.
Without a doubt.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Are you kidding me?
Richard Grieco, buddy.
Yeah. Richard Grieco!
Kind of look like Richard Grieco, Joseph.
Oh, thank you.
The features.
But Caroline Channing, you said Caroline Channing, Channing Tatum. I wouldn't mind her being Caroline Channing Erdo. I love the actor. She's hilarious. Very down to earth. She's been on Ellen DeGeneres before.
Oh, great.
She's
show.
Twerked on Ellen DeGeneres upside down. And
upside down twerking.
Upside down twerking.
That's right up your alley, babe.
It definitely is. Mm-hmm. So,
Christy alley,
Caroline, so to speak. No pun intended.
Caroline Channing is a great, hilarious character. The whole show is really, really dirty, but it's hilarious.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, you turn on, within the first minute of each episode, it's like you want to turn it off because it's just so like, it's like, how do they get away with this on CBS, on network television? They are always talking about things that we are told by Eric that we can't say here and that Greg says anyway, and then they get dumped.
But if you were a cute blonde girl, you could probably get away with it.
No.
Yes. Well,
Speaking of
getting away with something, how do I get away with dating Caroline Channing? Come on.
Oh, you could do that. Well,
I don't even care that she's lost all her money.
Where did it go?
She knows how to make cupcakes.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's all about the C. So you just got to have the cash.
Oh, okay.
And the charisma. And
well,
cuteness.
You're right. She's got that pearl necklace.
The three C's.
The three C's.
I only got the B.
Then you get Caroline Channing's cupcakes.
Yes. But she
there's a song about that. He liked to nibble on my cupcakes.
I never heard of that.
But she
can
she,
you play that a little bit of
I
it?
Can find it.
Let's find that. I want to hear
Joseph
that.
Joseph wrote the song.
But she is a really down-to-earth actress.
Oh, Greg forgot one thing.
Ellen.
Rebecca De Mornay.
De Mornay?
Yeah. She was MILF number three.
She was in the final American Pie,
she's
American
cute.
Reunion. Yeah,
she's cute.
She's also
Stifler
in Mother's
got some
Day.
Action
she's
with
scary
her.
In that.
Yeah, and used to be married to Patrick O'Neill, who does the King's Broadcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And she was in the Hand That Rocked the Cradle.
Yeah, cupcakes. That really rocked the cradle. Oh, there you go.
He just nibble went nuts on. About their tastes. They seem to melt right in his mouth. I've never had complainers. They're smooth as silk and filled with milk. And he said they come in such cute containers.
Wow.
Oh, you should see my lovely cupcakes. They are much too nice to go to waste. I asked him if he'd like a bite, and now he bites them every night. He likes to nibble on my cupcakes. He likes to nibble on my cupcakes. Just like his mother's, they're just right.
Uh-oh.
And left. They're not too big, they're not too small. They fit right in his grip.
I'm going to take you as a nibbler, Joseph.
Not too soft. And there's a raisin on each tip.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, you should see my lovely cupcakes. They made him raise a heart.
These guys
appetite.
Are enjoying
they're
this way too
and
much.
Steak, and he found out
Eric's
that
lights just
fake.
Went off in there.
He likes to nibble on my cupcakes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This would be a really good song to play on Two Broke Girls.
That is a good one.
Yeah. That would be.
Someone call CBS. Or Whitney Cumming as well. She's
the third caller to CBS. Oh, wait. No. That's not different. Okay.
No, but we do have more tickets to give away. So stay tuned to Breakthrough Entertainment here on KPHX 1480.
Bill Maher Show.
Bill Maher.
Yeah, and by the way, if we didn't say it, we're giving away a pair of tickets each hour.
Yeah, a pair of tickets.
So I don't know. I guess maybe you will be going, Joseph.
Yes.
Oh. Even though you can't call in to win tickets.
Yeah. Right.
You can't.
Well, this is our fall TV preview, so we've got a lot more to talk about. We didn't talk about some of the drama.
No, but we created drama.
Yes, we did create drama. But some of the drama shows, did you watch any of these? I did send you. The only one you watched was Selfie, huh?
I saw Selfie.
Okay, all right. Well, Forever, did you see the trailer for Forever?
No.
Wow. Ian Grufford.
Knarple.
Well, anyway, the guy that plays Mr. Stretch Guy in Fantastic Four plays a 200-year-old man who works in the New York City morgue trying to find a key to unlock the curse of his immortality. So basically, he's an immortal guy, and he dies.
He wants to die again?
Yes, he wants to die again. And to basically figure out his affliction, because he's, you know, when you think you want to be immortal, but when you're immortal and everyone else is mortal, you love and lose and love and lose.
Yeah, I saw that movie with Christopher Lambert. What's that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know
Sean
what you're talking
about.
This is a little bit different because they try to put a serial spin on it where he's trying to find the guy who is basically his it's his equal, so he knows, but he also wants to find him because this guy wants to kill him, and you know, so all this drama.
Highlander, that's it.
Highlander, yeah.
The greatest film of our time.
I love that movie.
It is very similar to this, and I think that you would like Forever, Eric, and you know what, and I expected to not like it, but I actually digged it a little bit.
You should have got that Queen song for the music lineup here, Who Wants to Live Forever.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't one of the theme songs for the show. You know, I'm doing theme songs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I trust my judgment. I'm kidding. But, it's actually a decent show, and Ian is I'm not going to try to say his last name, but he is a talented actor. And also, you've got the guy from Taxi in it. What's his name?
Danny DeVito.
Hirsch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Judd
yeah.
Hirsch.
Judd
Hirsch.
I haven't seen him in anything in years.
Yeah, Judd Hirsch is in it.
Oh, Sharknado, too. How can you miss that? Absolutely. He was a taxi driver in that.
And you know what? He starts off as kind of a taxi driver in this.
Yeah.
That's his forte.
Typecasting.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a decent show. It's on ABC. I might try it one more time. I don't know. Not the kind of show I usually watch. I don't watch that many dramas. Trisha and I were talking about, you know, Rookie Blue, great show. That's on during the summer.
Mm-hmm. I love the summer shows, Covert Affairs.
And I don't watch that many dramas, though. I mean, I watch Glee, but that's not really a drama.
No.
I mean, hour-long shows, I don't watch that many. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't think of. I mean, Bates Motel might be the only one that I could think of.
But you know what? You
head.
Have to remember that you watch so many movies.
Right. So when I watch something on TV, I want it to be really short and, you know, brainless like Selfie. You know, and fun,
entertaining,
yes.
Get the whole shebang.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So then you get something like, well, I mentioned Glee. Glee is going off the air. This is their last season.
Oh.
I believe we are doing a Glee special.
Are you a
Glee?
Are you a Glee?
I am. Yeah, we are doing a Glee special. Probably, I don't know if it's going to be in January, sometime early next year, because it's not coming back until mid-season, I believe.
That sounds fun.
It will be a lot of fun. We're going to have a Glee teacher on. I'm working on this stuff.
Eric, we'll call him.
Yeah, but you know what? Okay, I have never met a Glee teacher that is anything like
Mr. Shu.
Mr. Shu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great show.
Mr. Shu is. And I love the mashups and everything. That's cool.
Especially the mashups. Mm-hmm. So I trust me, you'll have a good time in the show, Eric, even as a non-Gleek.
We'll do some mashups just for you, Eric.
Yes. We'll do some mashups of Dave.
Don't do anything
Dave,
for me on that show, please.
Dave and Eric talking at the same time about random things. But anyway... But, you know, Glee is going off the air, so Fox is trying to find a new show to kind of, like, fill that demographic, the younger demographic. So they have Red Band Society. It's a look at the lives of a group of teenagers living in a hospital. Octavia Spencer stars, of course, from The Help. And I think that you would like this show, Trisha.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think that you would like it.
But they live in a hospital?
They live in a hospital because, you know, some of them have cancer. One of the guys, his leg is, he had cancer in his leg, so that had to be removed.
Okay.
And there's another guy who's just coming in. He's got cancer in his leg, so his leg is going to be removed. There's a young girl with an eating disorder, and, you know, she's just getting skinnier and skinnier, so she's living in the hospital. Yeah, so they've all got their issues. There's a cheerleader who is kind of the most interesting part of the show, is that she's a cheerleader who, and when we think of cheerleaders, we think of cheerleaders who don't have hearts, right? Because, you know, cheerleaders are not very kind.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a bad heart. So she goes to the hospital. So kind of, yeah, metaphor. Okay. And I wanted to like the show. I didn't care for it that much. I think
But
that
you think I like
I
it.
I think you might like it, yeah. I think you might like it. My mom liked it.
Okay.
She, out of all the shows that I showed her
so
for the upcoming
season.
So are
you saying
I'm
old?
No,
joking,
I'm just saying that it...
No, we only say Dave's old. Sometimes
me.
I'm saying
the
for
day.
The dynamic, for myself, I think that maybe kids might like it. I mean, that demographic for Glee. For me, I just didn't care for it that much.
Okay.
You know, I just didn't see all that much in it. But there's promise there. I might give it another chance. It airs on Fox again, and so again, it's called Red Band Society. And it's called Red Band Society because one of the kids gives everyone in their little group his bands that he's collected through his surgeries and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Because usually the red bands are allergy bands.
Right. These are like I don't care for him giving his bands to the other kids because those are used for identification. And when you have someone else's name on you, I mean, what if they cut off your leg, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. But
it
anyway.
Doesn't work that way.
No.
But I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's okay. I didn't care for that much. But the other dramas, these.
Well, you know, one thing I will say is from what you said, it is hospitals, you do find it's a microcosm of the community at large.
Yes.
And yet people are forced to be in small quarters dealing with a lot of drama going on in their lives. So it could be a hotbed of good stuff. But it would be very difficult to really capture that, I think, in an hour. But I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, okay.
Red Band
check
Society,
it out.
Okay.
And some of the other dramas that are coming out, Madam Secretary, starring Taya Leone.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah. Gotham, which is kind of
That's going to be great.
You're looking forward to that?
I am.
I like it because Ben McKenzie's in it from the OC.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's how we do things in the OC.
I like the
but,
OC.
You know, I haven't liked Arrow. Or any of those, you know, I like Smallville, but all the superhero things after Smallville I thought were, you know, failures.
This one will be different because Donald Logue is in it.
Okay, all right.
And Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, okay.
It will work.
And then Catherine McPhee stars in Scorpion, which is... Okay.
Yeah?
We got somebody with McFever.
Yeah.
You got some McFever.
By the name Eric.
Okay. And
Did you watch Smash?
No.
Did you watch American Idol when she was on it?
No.
Did you watch Smash Cupcakes?
Have you looked at pictures of Catherine McPhee on Google?
3 seconds ago.
Oh, okay.
That's why the
and
light goes off
the
in there. Yeah.
Came
so then
from.
We can't see through the bulletproof.
She's attractive.
Yeah, she is.
No, and she's actually pretty nice, too.
And she's got curves, too.
And
why do you hang out with her?
Lots of people got McFever.
I've heard the name before, but until I search her in the next couple seconds, I'm turning my computer so Dave doesn't jump aboard.
She's one of the,
I have no
she's
idea what she looks like.
Catherine
McPhee. And she's from Southern California.
And she was in Glee.
Oh,
well,
wow.
No. She was
American Idol.
Oh, that's right. She was
in some
other singing show.
Same difference.
Yeah, American Idol. And then she did a great job in Smash. I thought she did a great job in Smash.
Yeah. I knew she was singing in some TV show, dumb TV show.
Let's get her on the show. No, let's get her in the show.
Yeah,
okay.
You would like her in studio.
Scorpion is a kind of a someone collects these people with different talents, and I don't quite understand it, but it kind of feels like Swordfish to me, that hacker movie.
Love Swordfish. One of my favorite seafoods.
I knew you were going to say that. Do you like Deborah Messing?
She's
I do.
Good, too.
I
okay.
like Deborah Messing.
Well, then you might like The Mysteries of Laura.
I like her sister, Sandra Around.
Okay.
Well, get it? Deborah Messing
Around.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. No one got it.
Yeah, we got
I
it.
I did?
We
I just
got
said
it.
Eric
I
got
it.
He wants a pair of
we
tickets.
We got it. It just wasn't funny.
Well,
no, just
that was good.
Okay, true. Deborah Messing what?
Her show is called Mysteries of Laura. And I'm not too. I think she's a single mother, and you know, so
I know all about that because I've talked to George W. about the mysteries of Laura.
Okay,
so just not. Okay.
All right. How to Get Away with Murder, starring Viola Davis.
Now that one I've seen. I've Trailer either read Explorer. A book or I've seen another movie that had that premise. This, if done well, could be really good.
Okay. I thought that the premise sounded good, but then I saw some advertisements for it and I was not interested in it at all.
It fell short. See, I love the premise if it would just be done right.
Right. And then you've got Stalker, starring Maggie Q and Dylan McDermott. Of course, they keep trying to give Dylan McDermott a show every season.
I know, it seems that way, huh?
Yeah, he was good in that Hostages. Was it last year? Hostages, I thought, was a great show. Unfortunately,
he was on American Horror Story, too, wasn't he?
Yeah. But in Hostages, it was good in the first like half of the season, and then it just fell apart and got really confusing. So I don't know if Soccer will be good, but hopefully. And then you've got Grace Point. I think it's based on a show from Ireland or somewhere like that. Don't know too much about that one. Then there's The Flash. I have seen The Flash. I turned it off in a flash. The Flash is a spinoff of Arrow. So basically the guy from DC Comics that runs real fast.
So it was only a flash in the pan.
Yes. Yeah. Didn't care for that at all.
Yeah, then there's going to watch that.
I don't know. Then there's Jane the Virgin, which is on the CW. About a young girl who is
a virgin.
A virgin, yet then she is in
a slutty virgin.
No, she's no, she's still
an oxymoron.
Her grandmother says, Jane, never you hold off on having sex, and then her doctor accidentally artificially inseminates her. And
accidentally. A religious virgin.
Yes. How do you accidentally inseminate somebody?
You could find out on the CW this fall.
No, thank you.
I thought it was a tetanus shot.
Oh no. Well, it's interesting. I don't know. So then her grandmother says, life happens.
Maybe
and
she was wearing a red band from somebody else.
Maybe. See, there you go. But
The premise right off the bat is a little off.
Out there.
Yeah. But
and this is a drama, not a comedy.
It's a drama, yeah. You know what the thing is? I think they're going for the whole Ugly Betty vibe here, where it's a telenovela.
Dramedy.
Okay.
Well, yeah. But it's
dark dramedy.
But they're trying to get the Hispanic audience in there for, Jane the Virgin. You've got the, Hispanic stars.
But then it also has kind of that religious undertone, like
yes.
Mary is a virgin. Okay.
Exactly.
So it's
Hain. Then nobody. So she here she is. She's a single girl and she's impregnated.
Yes.
And especially in particular cultures, Latinos especially.
Yeah.
That is quite frowned upon.
But then her grandmother says,
especially if you have
no, she's a virgin. See, so,
right?
Oh, that might
right.
Be,
but then her grandmother also says, this might be the best thing that's ever happened to you. Life happens, and she says, things happen, and you don't know.
Did she have the baby yet?
I don't know. We'll find out this fall on the CW.
Oh, I want to know.
Well, see? They can't give you the end before the beginning.
Does a baby walk on water?
It's a series, right?
When
Jesus
I say,
Cristo.
Jesus.
Then there's Constantine.
Jose, can you see? No, I'm just teasing.
Then there's Constantine, not based on the other American Idol guy. Constantine Maroulis would have been a great show.
What about the Keanu Reeves film?
That's what it's based on.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was a DC comic, a superhero, basically. What is it, kind of like the Grim Reaper
something like that. Yeah.
And, I don't know. I've seen promos for this. I do not care for Constantine at all. I don't even think I'm going to try that one. And then finally, you've got State of Affairs starring Katherine Heigl. I don't care.
Oh, I like her.
Wow, because I do like her. But
she was good in something.
Yeah.
She's known in Hollywood as one of the most difficult actors to work with.
Although she said she's working on it because she knows she has the problem.
She needs to be on Selfie.
I'm surprised that she's agreed to do a TV show again.
That's because nobody will work with her in the film.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
That's too bad.
Yeah. Well, out of all those, I don't know, too many that I would actually
Mel
be interested
Gibson
in watching.
Mel Gibson would work with her.
I'll watch Gotham.
Yeah, they'd make a great pair.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah, I watch Gotham. Yeah. So you watch Gotham as well, and we'll see if we agree on that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, out of those, I don't know too many that I would actually watch. I might watch Jane the Virgin just out of curiosity.
I'm watching Catherine McPhee right now.
And I definitely will check out Stalker.
So Jane the Virgin is actually a series?
Yes, it's actually a series.
How can you maintain that? I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
I don't know. It's a telenovela. How do you maintain that America Ferrera?
Yeah.
Was ugly.
Ferrera.
Yeah, but ugly Betty.
Ugly stays ugly.
Well, ugly stays ugly. Virgin doesn't stay virgin, and pregnant doesn't stay pregnant.
Well, what if it happens more than once?
But the baby then chubs, the lawsuit against the doctor, the child support from the doctor. Come on.
Wow.
Yeah, she likes visiting doctors.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, she's doctor
more
shopping.
More doctors. There you go. Yeah. She'll have 10 kids before the next year.
Telenovelas do tend to be kind of in real time to a certain extent, so it's at least 9 months.
It's just a soap opera, right?
Yeah, except for it's not a
it's a weekly thing, so it's not on every day. It's on CW, and
hold on. I'm on it.
Yeah, you got the right number. So we played Two Broke Girls, but you know a new show that was airing on Disney Channel this summer. It's a spinoff of Boy Meets World. Girl Meets World. I love Boy Meets World, didn't you?
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was good.
And, I wish that they would focus on Corey and Topanga more in Girl Meets World, but let's play a little bit of Girl Meets World. I watched the show. It is fun. It's fun. It's a little bit juvenile, but you know what? So was the first few seasons of Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
So it could grow into something spectacular.
It's also Disney.
It is.
You're getting those tweens and then bringing them up.
And you've got the stars of the show singing this theme song for Girl Meets World, and it is a fun show. Again, I wish that they would bring in some more. They have some cameos, some other appearances by some of the other characters from Boy Meets World. So check it out. Disney Channel, fall TV preview.
And remember, we're giving a pair of Bill Maher tickets October 4th today. Two more pair next 2 hours. Stay tuned. Of course, probably in about 10 minutes, we may give another pair. We'll announce it then, and we'll be right back.
It's always great to have a friend in business. That's why we encourage you to reach out to Brandon Ross at Burt Carpenter Financial, a full-service residential lender. Call now for exceptional service and an accurate pre-qualification. Connect with him online at BrandonRossHomeLoans.com or by phone at 602-953-7826, 602-953-7826. Brandon Ross, NMLS number 858655, and Burt Carpenter Financial, NMLS number 142159.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Reinhardt, and Trisha. And so far, we are having so much fun. And of course, a reminder, probably 10, maybe 15 minutes from now, when we count down 3, 2, 1, we will give a pair of Bill Maher tickets away to whatever listener we say. No, I mean, whoever calls in on the spot.
Well, we're going to we'll do third caller again, right?
Oh, we'll do third caller. Yeah. That makes it easier.
I like the number three.
Is good.
But, you know, I have to say, I love that show. So
The Amazing Race?
I love The Amazing Race.
That was the theme song.
No matter how many seasons they have, he changes it up. The couples change. He makes them, you know, they're all different dynamics. Shane and Megan, our friends, won it. We love that show.
My distant relatives were on there. The Godlewskis were on there.
Godlewskis?
Yeah, on the family edition.
Where are they Godlewskis from?
Yeah, when they did
where
the
is that
what show
from?
Are you talking
Illinois.
About?
What? The Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race.
Yeah, and you know, The Amazing Race, I sometimes, because I have that DVR'd, I still need to watch last season's, which was us.
You're running behind,
All-Star.
Dude. You're running behind.
I know, but you know what? It works out when you do your workout to The Amazing Race, because you hear that music and it just gets your heart pumping.
Gets you going, yeah.
And you know what else is a really good workout? Dancing.
Oh, definitely. Are you kidding? My son's a dancer and woohoo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
woo-hoo.
Joseph, you are the master of Segway.
I am. You know, and
and we're not talking about The Machine.
Well, you know, we had our dance show a little while back, Step Up, which is a great show, great movie. And, you know, so Dancing with the Stars, I believe it's premiering in 2 days. So Monday night.
Yes, they've been running the promos.
We've got one of the pro dancers on there. She's been a pro dancer. This is her fourth year being a pro dancer on the show. Her name is Sharna Burgess, and we have her right here with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, no problem, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Right, absolutely, thank you. And you know, so your partner this season. Well, before you danced with Andy Dick, Keyshawn Johnson, Charlie White, and I'm sure that we have some questions about all of them. But this season, you're dancing with Travis Smiley. So, what first impressions of Travis?
Travis is he's a really wonderful man, and he has an incredible story. He grew up in a church where he wasn't allowed to dance. They were only allowed to listen to gospel music, so dancing was forbidden, so to speak.
Wow.
He was the school captain and couldn't go to the prom. It's really, really interesting. He's such an incredibly well-read, intelligent man that is at the same time incredibly humble, I think that's because of where he came from. And so it's really a blessing for me to be able to bring dance into his life like this and see him experience it for the first time, and he's truly loving every minute.
Wow.
So this is almost like a footloose come true.
It kind of is. It's like the real Footloose. I kind of wish we hadn't done that theme so many times on Dance with the Stars, because I would totally use it for him.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing. So this literally, I mean, really is his first time actually dancing?
It really is. You know, of course, in his later life, you know, he had made the decision to do the things that he wants to do, but he's never taken dance. He's, you know, music plays, he'll have a little groove to it. But no, he never grew up being able to discover dance. So these are truly his first steps.
Wow. That's brave.
It really is, you know, to do that on national television, to take those first steps and have, you know, millions of people watching you, it certainly is brave.
Right.
But he is an incredible man.
Now, Sharna, I know that the cast of this season, was it just announced this past week?
I want to say it was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
May, I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah, it might have been 2 weeks ago.
And when did you, as one of the pro dancers, know? Is that when you found out as well, or how soon did you find out?
Well, I actually found out very late in the game. Early on, they announced 12 of the 13. And they were waiting to see if the 13th celebrity was going to confirm. And, of course, that was my partner.
Oh.
So I was going through complete anxiety up until a couple of days before I actually met Tavis, and not knowing whether he would or would not do the show. He is on a book tour right now and simply so busy that they didn't know if he could fit it in and if he could actually do it. So he decided in the end to give it a go. He's so adamant, and in his words, he wants to do one last foolish thing before he turns 50. And it is actually his birthday today.
Wow. Wow. Well, then happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday. Wow. Now, you know, that speaks volumes to you as a partner, though, as well, and with the confidence that the producers have in you, because this is more than just having a pro dancer being with an amateur who has had an experience with rhythm and dance. This really speaks volumes to what they think you can do, too.
Absolutely. I think it's quite obvious that who I am on the show and very much who I am in life, I'm a very nurturing person. I was very much that way with Andy, you know, with Charlie, obviously, even though he had a lot of dance talent. And I'm very much that same way with Tavis, in understanding that these are his first steps. I have a lot of patience. And I think that's what it requires, especially when you're teaching someone their very, very first baby steps. You know, it takes a lot of patience and a lot of repetition. But also at the same time, for a TV show, a lot of creativity on making it look exciting, you know, and getting it to the point it needs to be every Monday. So it certainly does speak a lot for me. And I'm very grateful to my family at Dancing with the Stars for having so much faith in me and loving what I do so much. That's for sure.
And I'm so glad that you were able to join us today, you know, because it's Saturday. And again, the show, the next season premieres on Monday night on ABC. ABC. And so how much have you been practicing with Travis? And, you know, can you share with us what style you'll be dancing to?
Yes, our first dance is actually the Foxtrot. And we have been rehearsing almost every day. Well, probably 4 or 5 days a week. Like I said, he's incredibly busy. He's actually in New York right now, and I'm in LA because he has to do his book tour, but I have to be in LA for our rehearsals and everything that's going forward for the opening show, because there's so much going on. So
wow.
That certainly does give me anxiety that we're not rehearsing every day. And that schedule is certainly something that is a concern for us. But I will say he's an amazing student. And so when we're in the rehearsal room and we've only got 3 hours, we make those 3 hours really count.
So is he in it to win it?
Sorry?
Is he in it to win it?
Is he in it to win it?
Well, why would you do it if you weren't?
Yeah, why would you do it if you weren't? I mean, he says himself, I may not be the best dancer, but I will give you absolutely everything that I've got. I want to show everybody the other side of me. And he said something to me that truly resonated, and I love it, and it's so true for him. He said, just because you know some of me, it doesn't mean you know the some of me. And I think because he is such a serious guy, interviewing Obama and, you know, anybody else you could imagine, the walls in his studio are filled with some of the most influential people of our time. And yet you don't get to see the fun side of him, the Tavis that likes to have a laugh, be silly, a little self-deprecating. Oh, my, sorry. For a second. You know, he's got a really wonderful, warm, funny side to him, and he wants to show everybody that. So I'm really excited for everybody, our fans that watch the show, to see that side of him.
Excellent. And I know it sounded like a stupid question when I asked, was he in it to win it? But in my experience in some of the past shows, some of the people who knew they didn't have a chance almost made a joke out of it and didn't really look like they were trying their best because they didn't want to be embarrassed. So I'm really glad to hear that you know, he's going to put his best foot forward, so to speak.
Absolutely. And you're right, there are people that have done that. I think when you get to the first show and you realize how high the stakes are, people sometimes go into that survival mode of, well, I don't really care anyway.
Yeah.
But Tavis certainly doesn't have that in him. He is an all or nothing person, and he's committed to this, and he wants to take it as far as we possibly can.
And you've got a great cast this year on Dancing with the Stars, including someone who's been on our show before.
Isn't Tommy Chong going to be on?
Tommy Chong is, oh my God, he's amazing. He is the funniest thing ever. I love him. He's doing really well too. Peter is doing a fantastic job with him. And it's great for Pete because she hasn't danced with someone of his age before. She's always got the young, hot, sexy guys. So we're going to see a really different side of her too. You know, he is 76, so don't be expecting he can't be expecting cartwheels like Betsy Johnson, but he is certainly getting out there moving and grooving for his first one.
And you know, well, we haven't had Tommy Chong on before. That was a different guest earlier today.
I was going to say earlier today we had somebody out of Cheech and Chong.
No, but
sounded like he was from a movie. Yeah,
right. But we would love to have him on. But we had on Leah Thompson, one of Dave's favorites, and she's on, right?
That's right.
Yes, she is.
Wow.
She's, from what I hear, she is fabulous. Apparently, she was a ballerina for 20 years of her life. So I imagine that she's going to be quite wonderful.
Yeah, I had heard that she'd had some classical training. So aside from the show, how did you get involved in ballroom dance?
Oh, goodness. All those years ago, the little girl in...
all those years ago, you look like you're about 18.
I love you a little bit more for that.
Well, that was Dave.
That meant she already loved you, Eric.
Yeah, that's right. No, I was probably about... somewhere between 6 and 8, I think. I was quite a tomboy when I was a kid. I was growing up in the country, always surrounded by boys. I was one of very few girls in a big family of many cousins. And I was always a tomboy, kicking football, playing around the dirt, climbing trees. And my mum decided that she wanted her little girl. So she put me into some dance classes, and I absolutely fell in love with it because I've always been incredibly creative. And then I got involved with ballroom dancing. I would say I was about 8 or 9, and I fell in love with it. I was this tomboy that wanted to wear these big, pretty dresses and tiaras and sparkles, and I was a true contradiction. And I never let go of it. And I was playing sports and doing all forms of dance up until about the age of 13. And it got to the point where my family couldn't afford to keep me in everything, and so I had to make a choice, and I chose ballroom dancing. Oh. And I've loved it ever since.
And you know, I have to say that Australian accents are the hottest accents, and the Australian women are the hottest women. Yeah, anyone agree?
Yes,
I agree. Yeah. Olivia Newton-John.
And
thank you.
Well, then, of course, we mentioned some of your past partners. I think all of us want to know, you know,
dance partners.
Dance partners, yes.
Yeah, let's clarify.
We have a surprise for you today.
Right. Well, I think Andy Dick might have been really surprised about that. So, what's Andy Dick like?
What was Andy like? You know, I didn't know what I was walking into.
I don't think he even knows.
Well,
I know.
Yeah. I actually was warned. I was taken into the office, and not warned like, now be careful, but told who he was. And, you know, that obviously we don't know what's going to happen. He is sober at the moment, and we love him. We want him on, but know that if you need any help with anything, tell us. So I'm expecting, like, oh, my God. How bad is this going to be? And it's my first season out. I'm like, thanks, guys, throw me in the deep end. But you know, I met this man that was so wonderful, and at the same time so broken and sorry about all of the things that he'd done. And he truly has battled addiction for 20 plus years, and when he drinks there is a whole other world of demons that come out of him. But when he is sober, he's an incredible, wonderful human being that has a huge heart. And I love him. I have a lot of love for him, and I definitely care about him a lot. And we shared an absolutely amazing journey together. 7 weeks, no one could have imagined he was going to go that far. And we stayed in contact for a long time afterwards. And, yeah, like I said, I didn't expect him to be so wonderful. And, you know, I've dealt with a lot of people with addiction in my life, so I guess I can understand very much where he was coming from, and had a lot of patience and understanding for him. But we certainly did grow quite close. And I mean, to this day, some of the numbers I did with him, that poker face jazz number is still one of my favorite pieces that I've created, and yet it was with Andy Dick, so go figure.
Now, that brings to my mind or the question, how do they decide who's going to be paired with whom?
It's a really good question.
Thank you.
Tony has a really great response to this one. He says, they put through everybody through a psychology test.
Oh, like eHarmony for dancers.
And anyone who fails, he gets. That's my favorite response. But to be honest, none of us really know. They obviously have a formula for this. They try and from what I know, they try and pair people up based off of what they want to see through the season. They want a possible romance couple. They want the couple that might fight a lot. They want the couple that's just going to be wilding out funny. The brother and sister. You know, they try and get all different sorts of chemistry combinations. So our audience has different things to connect to. You know, you don't want to watch a bunch of people that don't get along, or you don't want to watch a bunch of people that are having a showmance. You want variety. Mm-hmm. You want something, because we all want something different. And so I think they all sit there and at the start of the season with our pictures and try and decide based off of knowing us in the cast, as you know, what our personalities are, and then trying to match it up with the celebs and see what they could get out of us through the season. And so it's interesting. It is a formula, you know, in trying to create tension and romance and, you know, who knows what else. But it is definitely interesting. And we certainly have absolutely no say. I know some people wonder if we do, but we have zero say in who we get.
Wow.
Well, you know, Sharna, you finished seventh with Andy Dick. You finished 12th with Keyshawn Johnson. Fifth, you made the semifinals with Charlie White. You know, Travis Smiley, I'm sure you're going to make the finals, and we certainly hope so.
It sounds like driven and she. I think it sounds like you guys are going to make a wonderful couple. I can't wait to see the dynamic on the floor.
Yeah.
He really is a sweetheart, and I think people are going to love getting to know him, and I truly can't wait for that. I'm really excited about the first show.
And, you know, we'd love to have you on the show again, and, you know, so, you know, and we'd love
preferably
to,
in person.
Well, yeah, probably. You know what? I'm always looking for a dance partner here. I'm always going to, you know, these dance events and stuff like that. And
I don't think a pub crawl is called a dance contest.
We go to clubs. Come on.
Well, you know, if she hadn't grown up in Australia, if she'd grown up in Southern California being a tomboy and going to dance class, she would have been a B-girl, not a ballroom dancer.
Well, yeah, there you go. Absolutely. I would have been. And I love break dancing. In my life, I love hip-hop because I just love it so much. But break dancing is one that I just wish I could do. Oh, I love it.
I bet you would be great at that. I think it would be fun to see you break out there. That would be fun.
I think maybe in another life, though. My body, while very trained, doesn't seem to want to do those things.
Well, I don't know. Some of the stuff I see you guys doing in the jive and some of those other dances, you know, it amazes me.
It does get a little crazy sometimes, that's for sure.
Well, we would love to keep in contact with you as you go through the show and stuff. So if you don't mind off the air giving email contact or something to our producer, Eric, we would love to be able to kind of follow through with you guys on this. It sounds like it's going to make for a very interesting season.
Absolutely. I would love to do that. Thank you, guys.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. And we're looking forward to Dancing with the Stars.
Starting Monday night. Everyone vote Sharna.
Woohoo!
Vote, vote, vote!
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much,
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Good luck, too. Yeah, and so...
Break a leg.
Yeah. Oh, we hate ho.
Oh, don't say that.
You're supposed to say that to Dan.
What did you just say? You said ho?
You're supposed to say that. Don't call me a ho.
He said that.
I know.
He was singing at Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Or is there
I can't wait for that. You know, we've got 2 months of Christmas shows.
You mean ho,
ho,
ho, the sisters?
What?
The ho sisters. You said it 3 times. Ho, ho, ho.
All right. Well, anyway, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's fall TV preview, and we've got a lot more.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Here on KBHX 1480, we've got a lot more planned today, and you know, I believe we might have some more tickets for Bill Maher to get soon.
So we may be doing it right after this break. It is very possible.
Right, and you know what? One of my favorite reality shows of course, is Big Brother. But another one is Survivor.
I love Naked and Afraid.
I like Amazing Race even better than Survivor. But Survivor is good. But Naked and Afraid.
That's good. Yeah, that's Eric, have you seen Naked and Afraid?
Naked dating, Naked and Afraid.
Naked bar crawl.
No, naked but pub crawl. Naked and Afraid is not about... It's all about surviving with nothing.
And this is called Ancient Voices.
Yes, it is.
I do like this song.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And stay tuned, because we may just, after the break, say the third caller will win a pair of Bill Maher tickets October 4th. Stay tuned. Right back.
The tribe has spoken.
It's now time for the word association game. Contestants, go ahead.
Bars. Meat market. Gas.
High prices.
Politicians.
Liars.
Auto mechanics.
Ripoff. Guys, whoa, wait a minute here. Not when I think of my auto mechanic, I think of trust, care, safety, and fairness. This sounds like the definition of a friend, which was what Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair achieved with his customers. The peace of mind that comes with a mechanic that puts you first. Located at 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 85018. Call 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beer and Bomb and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, along Joseph J. Erdo.
Along?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, alongside. You're right. I said along. That's craziness.
I
Greg
knew
Isaac.
Your mind was.
No, Eric Reinert. Oh, with McPhee, the McPhee girl. And Trisha. And
this is the theme song to Brooklyn Nine-Nine, starring Andy Samberg. Not one of my favorites.
Good.
I watch it.
But he's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, he's a good
like
actor.
Him.
And, you know, it, talented cast. Occasionally, some nice laughs.
And the fact that you actually watch it.
Yeah, I still watch it.
Means,
I try to watch
means
it.
Means that you still like it.
This sounds like something from a Quentin Tarantino movie.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. So it's a good show. Airs on Fox. It's coming back very soon.
At a theater or drive-in near you?
No, on your TV. All you have to do is turn
TV.
On
What's a drive-in?
Literally.
I think they have one left, right, in Glendale?
There's one, yeah.
How is it? I used to go to drive-ins when I was young.
I bet.
How about you, Eric?
Hand check.
Yeah, I used to, when I first had children, my wife and I would go to the drive-in.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because we could take the kids and they'd sleep in the back.
Yeah, and you
and
could...
we could drink.
I didn't know about that part.
You know, do they allow drinking at the Comerica Theater?
Yes, they do, of course.
Oh, okay.
They serve up liquor, I think.
Hey, is
not
that
liquor,
where we
beer.
Were? No, we were at the Hirschberger.
No, Comerica Theater is where
they
we are all going to be enjoying Bill Maher.
Yeah, speaking
October
of Bill
4th.
Maher. That's
I
right.
Am so
8 p.m.
excited.
Segway.
That, you are the master.
Yes, I am.
I am so excited.
Are we ready?
Yes,
we're ready. Let's explain what
ready.
We're going to do. Here's the phone number, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. The third caller will win a pair of two Bill Maher great performance on October 4th.
And Dave, we count down, not up.
No, yeah, actually, let's do on your mark.
On your mark?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, let's
whatever.
Do that.
All right, so we're going to do on mark. Again, 602-252.
What's going on in
1480
there?
For a pair of tickets to Bill Maher to see Bill Maher October 4th here in Phoenix, Arizona.
On your mark.
Get set. Third caller.
Go!
The lines are unbusted.
Yes.
All right,
okay, everyone's.
So Colin,
wow, look at those light up. Look at those light up.
Lighting up beautifully. People, oh, my gosh, all over.
Well, while people call in, we're going to talk about some of the Amazon originals.
Amazon.
Of course, you know, Amazon, Amazon.com, they have, they're kind of doing the Netflix thing where you can.
Prime.
Amazon Prime, yes, very good.
Yes. I have Amazon Prime.
And you can watch
these. I think I do, too. Do I?
I don't know.
Is that the delivery thing?
You get free delivery.
Yeah, but they also
used it yet.
There's also deals on you can watch TV shows and stuff like that.
But you get videos and movies and stuff, on Amazon. Oh.
And Amazon, they've got these originals. I think this is the third season where they're allowing you to vote on TV shows or shows that are going to be on Amazon.
Oh.
And some of them this year, you've got Red Oaks, is a coming-of-age comedy set in the go-go 80s about a college student played by Craig Roberts enjoying a last hurrah before summer comes to an end. It's produced by David Gordon Green. I'm sure that Greg likes his movies. Pineapple Express. And Steven Soderbergh. I was really looking forward to that one the most. It was good for about half of it. You've got what's-his-face from Mad About You in there?
Paul Reiser.
Paul Reiser, yeah. He's
the
best,
greatest actor of our time.
He's the best part of the show.
Other than Bill Paxton and Bill Pullman.
He's the best part of the show, but it just fell apart halfway through. Then another one that's very similar to that one, a comedy that revolves around an opinionated group of 30-something friends in Chicago. Stars include Jay Chandrasekhar. We've had him on the show. He was on Super Troopers, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the producer, writer, director. Sarah Chalk from
Roseanne,
Scrubs and Roseanne. And How I Met Your Mother. Selma Blair from several things, And Lindsay Sloan, she's beautiful. And really, it starts off great, Jay Chandrasekhar, but then it just falls apart, got really boring.
Aww.
And then you've got Hysteria. Mina Suvari plays a doctor who travels to her hometown of Houston to investigate an epidemic among high school girls that may be spreading through technology. It starts off kind of slow, but I really started to like it. It's interesting how, you can feel someone's pain. And in now that we have social network and everything, with all this internet, when you see a video, you might feel that person's pain, and then you can kind of
like
get
Ray
afflicted.
Rice's wife.
And you can be afflicted by the same, that same illness, whatever they might be going through. So it's really scary that, if we see these things online, we might, it might be transferred to us because our minds work in interesting ways.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Before you continue, we do have a winner.
We do have a winner.
And I want to say congratulations to Chris. He'll be seeing Bill Maher October 4th at Comerica Theater at 8 p.m.
Woohoo, Chris!
And stop by and say hi to us.
Yes.
Yeah, if you know what we look like.
Just listen to our voices. That's what happened at the last
show.
Just
go to breakradioshow.com and you can see what everybody in the other room looks like.
Yeah,
about 5 years ago.
Well, Dave looks like Ron Jeremy. He won't be hard to miss.
Yes.
Oh, that was so videos. That was so hilarious in Las Vegas. All the Japanese tourists thought he was Ron Jeremy. And talk about selfies. They would put their cameras up like they were taking a selfie, but then they'd adjust it so that they could look like they were standing there.
Run.
And they were going.
It's true.
And pointing. It was hilarious.
And then remember that this one girl went over.
She kept scooting next to you, closer and closer.
No, I think it was her husband. And I thought that she was going to take a picture of her husband. And next thing, he just zooms right over to me, starts to put his arm around me. And he goes, now smile.
Thank you, Ron.
Wow. Yeah, it's.
We do have a part for you.
That's also on
when
Amazon.
When I get tired.
Tangential again. Oh, yes. Sorry.
Also on Amazon, the best of the lineup is Hand of God. Ron Perlman plays a morally corrupt judge who suffers a breakdown and believes God is compelling him onto a path of vigilante justice. Produced by Mark Forrester, World War Z.
I really like Ron Perlman, though.
And he's
really,
a phenomenal
really
good in this
actor.
Show. Great show. Why this show isn't on regular TV. It is great. I would definitely watch this. So again, vote for these shows, but do not vote for The Cosmopolitans. Absolutely terrible. It's a dramatic comedy about a group of young American expats in Paris searching for love and friendship and an ocean of distance from their past. Adrian Brody stars. It's produced by Whit Stillman. Stars one of the girls also from Damsels in Distress, one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Cosmopolitans, couldn't even get through 5 minutes of it. Absolutely horrible. But you know, a good show that is on, I believe, FX.
That means I'm going to love it, right?
Probably. Well, good show that's on FX is stars Charlie Sheen, Anger Management. Mm-hmm. You like that one? It's based on the movie.
I like the movie.
I enjoyed the movie. Yeah.
I think it's great. And Selma Blair used to be on that. Selma Blair was fired because of Charlie Sheen, and he likes to show up late. And if you don't like it, then hey, it's my show.
Yep.
But, my God! I watched a video of him the other day. I posted it on my Facebook. He's like totally wasted out of his mind, talking to his like agent on the phone, telling his agent what he should be doing to get him work and stuff like that. And he's just, it's pathetic.
Well, he's an interesting guy, but he is funny. So check it out on FX. It's called Anger Management, and I believe we have the theme song that will take us into the next segment.
And this is Anger Management?
Anger Management.
Sounds like a World War II whistling movie.
It sounds like
Richard or River Kwai or something. Kwai?
Yeah, you're right.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kwai.
Kwai. Why is it Kwai and not Cry? Okay. Oh! No whistling rule. Okay. Anyway, this is Breakthrough Entertainment live, 1480 AM. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Weidenauer, Heighton & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heighton & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480